The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. A culture-filled opening ceremony started the 63rd annual All-Native Basketball Tournament on Sunday. The Lakkalzap culture dancers performed to thousands of attendees in between speeches of tradition and reconciliation. Skeena Bulkley Valley MP Taylor Backrack spoke following the Vice Chairperson Eva Spence and Mayor Herb Pond to talk about his thoughts on the ANBT.
This is an event unlike anything all across Canada. It's not just about basketball, it's a celebration of unity and culture and pride for the people of the Northwest. And it's always such a deep honor to be here with all of you.
After all 55 teams participating in the tournament walked in and were introduced to the room, the dancers decided to sing a peace song for them, with the song introduced by Andrew Robinson, a spokesperson for the dance group.
We're going to sing a song of peace to all the players. We're going to sing a song that will give you good energy, make your time with one another. This song was probably sung between our nations and between our people for thousands of years, and we're here to sing it to you tonight to give you all a good start to this long week of basketball that you have. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you down a hand.
A tribal dance followed the exit of the teams, with hundreds of attendees flocking to the gym floor to perform a dance that represents their tribe. Robinson explained why their group likes to perform the song and encourage participation whenever they can.
It's awesome to see that. And you want to know one of the reasons why we sing that song? Because it's vitally important for us to understand some of what we call our IU, our laws. And a big part of our laws is dance. So it's not good to go with anybody that you dance with, or you dance with your tribal group, because they're your brothers and sisters tribally.
Indigenous cultural demonstration is one of the key proponents of ANBT, which is represented in the thousands of people who gather specifically for the opening ceremony. The tournament runs until February 18th at the Jim Ciccone Civic Center in Prince Rupert. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story on canada-info.ca.